So the number of vacant storefronts, you know, you're walking along street in New York City and you see all these stores. Now, number of ones vacant has doubled since the pandemic. And in New York City, in true blue fashion, city council member, they're not blaming things like homelessness and, you know, shoplifting and whatnot, crazy people walking the streets. He's blaming archaic zoning laws. What? That makes no sense at all. Let's get into it. Let's talk about it. Here we go. Today, we're launching the largest giveaway this channel has ever offered. All thanks to the sponsor of this video, Vanish Holsters. Many of you know, I often find myself in some pretty hairy situations. Whether it's covering events in places like the Chop Zone in Seattle amidst mostly peaceful protests, or navigating through precarious homeless encampments. I've had my concealed weapons permit for several years, but my biggest hurdle to overcome has been I don't want to carry one more piece of awkward gear while I'm trying to film in a dangerous situation. But that all changed when I discovered the Vanish Daily Carry Holster. This isn't just any holster. It's my personal protection solution and today's video sponsor. The thing I like about it is that it's super comfortable, yet still discreet. It only weighs like 6 ounces, but it's made of super durable Cordura material that won't chafe against your skin. Put it on and forget about it until you need it. It works for 99% of all semi-auto pistols in the market, and it can be set up in multiple positions for both right-hand and left-handers. It's got a non-penetrable trigger guard and 2 utility or magazine pouches. Throw it on under a loose t-shirt and nobody knows it's there but you. And with 100% money-back guarantee, there's zero risk if you don't think it's a great daily carry solution. So all you have to do is click in the link in the description below and get yourself the most comfortable holster you've ever worn. And Vanish Holsters is hooking you up. They're going to knock off $50 off the retail price for anyone who buys using my special link below. And here's that huge giveaway I was talking about. And Vanish Holsters is giving away this $80,000 custom Rocky Ridge Silverado truck for free to one lucky American who buys one of these amazing holsters through June 3rd. Don't miss out. Buy a holster today. Archaic zoning laws. So bad. Empty retail space in New York City has nearly doubled since the pandemic, according to data released Wednesday, as officials warn the troubling vacant storefronts aren't going away. Only 6% of Big Apple storefronts sat empty in 2019, compared to nearly 11.2% this year. How many years are we out from the pandemic? Man, the pandemic had an impact, didn't it? It really did. You know, one thing that I haven't done since the pandemic, I haven't gone to a movie in a movie theater. You know, I wanted to see that movie Civil War. I think it's still out in theaters, but not bad enough to make an effort to go to the movie theater. I just don't go anymore. It's just like something I just don't do, right? So vacant storefronts downtown New York City up to 11.2%, double. This is from stats from the Department of Finance. These vacancy issues, I thought they would end when the pandemic ended. But it is not. It continues to be a problem, said Councilmember Gail Brewer, Democrat from Manhattan, whose Upper West Side district has been hard hit by the scourge. So New York City and San Francisco have had their issues with in probably the greatest fashion from the standpoint of during the pandemic, because New York City especially is such a vertical culture, such a dense culture, right? I got to walk down the hallway of my condo or my co-op or my apartment. I got to touch the elevator, you know, all this contact with other people. Nobody wanted that. And then on top of that, when they were talked about, you know, hey, work remotely, you know, we're just going to work remotely. We're going to make this happen for the pandemic, for the greater good of mankind. Get that jab. And we were told all this ridiculous nonsense. And we're going to work from home forever. Well, and people did start doing that. It hollowed out San Francisco. It hollowed out New York City. New York City, I remember doing podcasts, had the greatest, you know, outflow of people because all of a sudden they can work remotely. Interest rates were way down, so they could buy a place remotely, work from them. And also, nobody wants to be in the downtown core. So that happened. And now you don't have all the people back in the city. And you also had a situation where rampant shoplifting started, right? It was kind of like, okay, we shut down the economy. I guess we got to let the criminals do their thing. And so it felt like during the pandemic, all bets were off as far as criminal activity. Hey, you want to shoot somebody? No problem. Go for it. Just go ahead and just shoot whomever. Doesn't matter. You want to shoplift? You want to stab somebody? You want to get in a fight? You want to do whatever? We just had criminal activity after criminal activity, you know, just surge, just surged. And so now we're just hoping that things go away. We have concern about the shoplifting in New York City, but we just hope it could, we just thought it would go away during the pandemic. Why would it go away? Why would a problem like this just magically go away? It's not going to. It's happening. It's surging for a reason. So these vacancy spots, they're creating havoc because there is homeless garbage and the business next door hurts, she added. So that, I mean, that is absolutely true. If you've got a space next to, you know, this corner space here, say you're over here, and this thing's vacant, and you got a bunch of bums sitting out front, a bunch of just people whacked out of their mind on drugs because, you know, you're just letting everything go. Then maybe they're urinating in front of the front door. They're defecating. They're taking a big number two right over here. It's not a good look for your existing business, is it? You can only keep up for so long on your doorway. And then, you know, people looking at your place go, oh, but it's next to this ridiculousness here, this massive amount of graffiti. I mean, what do those signs mean? I'm not comfortable. I'm not going to go shopping in there. And so then business numbers for the, you know, the space next door go way down. That's just how this goes. It's all based on location, right? So during a city council committee on small business meeting Wednesday, Calvin Brown, deputy commissioner for neighborhood development, he blamed archaic zoning barriers. Huh. Ah, that's it. Now, if we just go to all these cities that are in huge decline throughout the United States, let's switch up their zoning because that's got to be it. I mean, there's no way that it's the $4.4 billion in shoplifting. That's not it. That's not what's going on. It's the shadow economy revealed and fueled by eBay and Facebook Marketplace. So these folks going into all these stores, robbing them, just blindly taking cart after cart. Sometimes they go in with black plastic sack bags, you know, the big heavy duty ones, you know, the yard waste ones where you can fit a small tree in there and you can't pick it up to get it into your yard waste bin. But damn, you put the whole tree in there and that plastic isn't tearing. Got to take half of that out to be able to get it into your recycling bin, right? So no, it's not the $4.4 billion in shoplifting that's keeping the vacancies up. It's zoning. Huh. Yeah. Well, that's some nonsense. That is nonsense by a politician who knows that the real drill is, council members said retail theft and picky landlords are to blame for the troubling trend too. The empty storefronts can lead to quality of life issues like garbage and graffiti, as well as feelings of unease among residents. Yeah, two guys over there doing drugs, you know, using the walkway there as a restroom. It's not looking good for our business. Therefore, we don't want to renew in this area. Councilmember Oswald Feliz, chair of the Committee on Small Business, said, there's a Walgreens 1 minute away from where I live that's closing down due to retail theft. Police Democrat said, anytime I speak to small business, that is literally the very first issue they bring to us. Not zoning. If only we could have zoning that fit this criteria, if it wasn't so archaic and old, we just wouldn't have this shoplifting. Simply not true, is it? No. The root causes are, you got a bunch of people running around, whacked out of their minds on drugs. You got a bunch of people running around that are just whacked out of their mind, not on drugs. They're just mental ill. And then you've got a whole segment of society that believes it's okay to go in and ransack whatever store they're in. It's okay. Nobody's going to bust us. We're not going to do any time. You know, prosecutors aren't going to prosecute us. Police aren't going to arrest us unless it's a really flagrant case. District attorneys. I mean, you know, the whole thing, and you don't have judges. Oh, shame on you. You shouldn't be shoplifting. Because shoplifting, you know, is in there with that whole racism thing. So let's just let it happen, and we'll just see how it goes. Well, in New York City, half your storefronts that didn't used to be closed up, now are closed up. We've got kids coming in on bicycles just ransacking a store, the Republican said. We can't sugarcoat the fact that there's rampant crime in the city and that it's preventing people from opening small businesses in areas that used to be nice places to go to. Right? So many of the comments on this YouTube channel are, I used to go to Seattle. I used to go to San Fran. I used to go here. Haven't been back in 25 years because the last time I was there, it was a terrible, horrible experience. Used to be a great place. Used to be a great place. Used to love hanging out in LA. Used to love hanging out in downtown Miami. Used to, you know, all these different places that have had these transitions happen that make them places where you're like, nah, I don't think I want to go there. I don't think so. She said some businesses told her that they're one step away from closing due to the shoplifting crisis, not due to zoning. There's plenty of space for whatever business you want. This has nothing to do with zoning. I shouldn't say nothing, because I'm sure there's a little tiny issue of zoning in there somewhere. But, you know, vast majority of it is, okay, are you making money with your store? No, how come? Yeah, I'm just getting shoplifted 10 ways from Sunday, and I have a hard time getting employees to work at my store because they don't want to deal with shoplifters. And it's so rampant that we're just thinking about closing up shop. And that's what you hear repeatedly. People just can't make a go of it because of the whole shoplifting thing. So what I say to that is you get what you pay for. So if you're in an area with rampant shoplifting, it's because you've got political leaders in place that allow it, And you don't have the backbone to get it stopped. So we go into a CVS by me in the corner of the block of my office. I went in to buy a tube of toothpaste. Uh-oh. You wanted a whole tube of toothpaste? You wanted a new tube of toothpaste? Not the ones that they're selling out on the street corner just outside of the store, you know, laid out on a blanket. Not one of those? You want like a real one from a store? But that's going to cost you. I mean, premium price, you're going to have to hit the button. Somebody's going to have to come over. They're going to have to wiggle through all their locks, get out that key. All right, we'll open this up. You want one or two? Yeah, after I've gone through all this, give me dose. Give me dose. Tubes of toothpaste. When I first started covering a lot of the shoplifting stuff, I couldn't work out why Tide was continually mentioned. Why Tide pods, Tide laundry detergent? Why laundry detergent? It's big, it's bulky, it's heavy. And it comes down to it's a staple of life. Everybody, their clothes get dirty. Everybody needs it. Therefore, you've always got a readily available secondary market to sell said stolen goods on. The $4.4 billion problem in New York City, right? So I went in to buy a tube of toothpaste. It, of course, was locked up as everything is now. But the store manager is keeping one tube of toothpaste behind the lock. It's insanity. All right, we've got it all behind the lock. Only one for you at a time. This is the good stuff. It's not that bogus stuff that, you know, that guy down the street sells. This is the good stuff. It's going to take you to, out of this world. It's going to clean those teeth. Tian Weinberg, chief of staff at the City Department of Small Business Services, said that the mayor's office takes retail theft very seriously. I like to watch those shoplifters just walk right out the store. And hey, we're concerned with your activities. Stop that shoplifting. Stop that shoplifting. But no, the Department of Small Business Services says that they take it very seriously. And they've been working with shopkeepers to connect them to local precincts to deal with thefts. You've got a whole system that doesn't really punish shoplifters because everybody knows shoplifters, you know, they're just going to sell this stuff on the secondary market. This isn't an issue of, well, they just stole a sandwich because they were hungry. It's not a crime of need. These are crimes of greed. And so often they're done by big groups of kids because if you're under 18, the, you know, criminal charges for you as a shoplifter are far less than if you're an adult. Here's that crest locked up. All right, here's the good stuff. Wow. Just remember just reaching up onto a shelf in your grocery store and just grabbing one right off the shelf? Weren't those the days? Could you imagine doing that now? Yeah, I go to Trader Joe's and I can buy it right there. I only got like one toothpaste. I only got one deodorant. Sometimes that just makes it easier, right? Than going into CVS or Walgreens. And, you know, they've got half of an entire row where at the end of the row, it seems really far away and it's just lined with toothpaste. Which one do I get? You know, which feature do I need in my life to make my life better? All right, Trader Joe's, get one. I'll buy it. Thank you. Thank you for making my life simpler. So our approach has been to engage with the local precincts, talking about shoplifters. They're then able to give walkthroughs to these local businesses to assess their security needs. Brewer said picky landlords are exacerbating the problems, especially in Manhattan, where storefront vacancies are the highest. She said owners of large retail buildings in her district told her that they were waiting for chain stores to move in, but the space is sitting empty in the meantime. They're in no rush. Maybe they own it free and clear. Maybe the only thing they're paying is taxes. Maybe they don't want to get some just yahoo in there who's going to default on their rent and then, you know, basically squat in the property. They don't want to do that. So if they're willing to be picky, that's kind of what they're doing. Brewer suggested taxing landlords for having vacant storefronts. You know, they've done that with housing, like Vancouver, BC. Yet so many out of country landlords from China, people were parking their cash from China because they're trying to get it out because of the instability in China. Now, let's buy a house and anywhere on the West Coast of the United States or maybe in Canada, you know, North Vancouver, BC. So many homes got bought up that local government started saying, we're going to tax you if you don't have anybody in there, because there's always these shortages of housing, right? You're not using it, we're going to tax you. I mean, absolutely criminal, in my opinion. When you can't do what you want to do with your own home, that's when things really suck, right? So they'll keep them vacant. We're talking commercial storefronts now. They'll keep them vacant for a very long time unless there's some instrument that says it's no longer an option for you, she said. Palladino agreed that fines could be a good idea. I think jail time. Jail time for shoplifters. That's what we need to have happen. But some of my shopping centers, they're privately owned. One of my store owners, he is deliberately letting these storefronts go vacant. It's an eyesore, she said. Yeah, but at least you're not getting your stuff shoplifted. There's that. It's like there's so many news stories out about how, you know what, the illegal immigrants, you know, percentage-wise, they commit way less crime and the average American citizen who was born here, who was raised here. And the thing that you overlook there is that if the illegals weren't here, maybe it's 90% of the crimes are committed by white people, just normal Americans. I don't know, whatever it is. But maybe it's, you know, the 10% is committed by everybody else, you know, the illegals. Well, that 10% just flat wouldn't be happening if we're protecting the border. That's the issue, right? That's the issue, is that you've got a segment of people that the government is allowing to come in and do some crazy stuff, do some crazy shoplifting, commit some criminal acts. And those folks, by normal immigration standards, wouldn't be allowed to come into the country. So it's not relative to comparing them to people who have been citizens, American citizens for years and years and years. It's just identifying this one group that commits, you know, acts of violence or acts of criminal activity, they wouldn't be allowed to do any of that, be zero or something, you know, closer to that if immigration was actually taken seriously. So, you know, you've always got that kind of push and pull going on, right? So Brown of the Neighborhood Development Division said Mayor Eric Adams' new City of Yes plan, which aims to lift zoning regulations to repurpose spaces, that could help by allowing landlords to rent out the retail spaces to makers such as bakeries or pottery studios. I'm thinking we need 45 straight pottery studios. Who doesn't want to have two or three pottery studios on every single block? I mean, they got to be generators of enormous revenue, right? All right, go sit over there and she'll show you how to make your cup, how to make your bowl, how to make your spoon, whatever it is. I don't know. But pottery studios. Are bakeries or pottery studios, are those really the answer? No. Whole zoning thing? No. You got a bunch of vacancies because you've got situations in your city that are not conducive to small business operating, period. You got a bunch of whacked out people on drugs. You got homeless people just running around. And then you got the shoplifters, which you've green lit, by whom you're, you know, continually enacting as your political leaders. It's okay. Shoplifting's all right. It's all right. With these additional uses, maybe there's an opportunity for landlords to envision different uses for those spaces that are being left vacant. Maybe, and the answer would be no. No, that is wishful thinking. That's just absolutely wishful thinking. What this comes down to is street conditions, which include a big dose of shoplifting. You got a whole bunch of shoplifting going on. Nobody in their right mind is going to want to open up a store. Because who says that? You know what? Thinking about doing this really cool store concept, we're going to sell. But I want it in the highest shoplifting corridor that there is. Because I need my life exciting. And I want people to be able to just shoplift my product without me even thinking about it. Because I'm not going to chase after them. I'm not going to run after them. No, nobody does that, right? If only the zoning were not this ridiculous whatever. If only we had some more pottery studios. If only there was a bakery on every corner. Now, all you got to do is just provide some public safety. And if people, you know, break into a store and steal a bunch of stuff, then you give them a heavy sentence. But we're not really doing that. So why would any of this really change? It's not going to. This is just what we got, right? But the City of Yes plan would also allow more people to operate small businesses out of their homes. And Jessica Walker, president of the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce, said that that's part of the problem. Businesses need customers, but the move to e-commerce and remote work is keeping them away, Walker testified during the committee meeting. Absolutely. And that's how you end up with spaces like this. People don't want to be around this terrible look. They just don't. You're like, oh, that's not good. What's going on in there? Don't want to know. Walker also said that she thinks vacant storefront rates will go up even higher once the city cracks down on illegal smoke shops. Uh-oh, those illegal smoke shops, they're just getting away with shenanigans. The impact of a legal weed shop is making the downtown storefront problems, is masking the vacant storefront problems. We think it's much higher, Walker said. That's interesting. So there's a lot more vacant ones if you booted out the illegal weed stores. It seems like illegal businesses like smoke shops are thriving. Well, because there's big demand and you've constricted the supply. So therefore, why wouldn't there be big demand? Why wouldn't these stores be thriving? They're illegal. They're providing a good. And they're not paying any taxes. These are cash businesses selling illegal products, Palladino said, who said there are more than 30 smoke shops in her district alone. Okay, so why don't you close them down? If they're illegal, why don't you close them down? And then you can stop blaming, you know, these store owners for, they're just not going after the shoplifters. Brown said storefront businesses that are still thriving are juice bars, sports stores, and coffee shops. Toy stores and party supply stores are on the decline, Brown said. Man, I went into Fred Meyer looking for a toy the other day. Don't ask. Man, toy selection has changed wildly. It's like, where's the cap gun? Where's the gun with caps? None of that. Yeah, absolutely none of that. That used to be fun back in the day. Reaching stores to help with improvements or grants before they close helps avoid adding to the city's growing vacancy rates, Brown noted. But Brewer also said that it's not realistic to think that grants can help stop the snowballing empty storefronts in her borough. In Manhattan, where rents are high and stakes are high, all these grants are not going to make a difference, she said. Changing the zoning isn't going to make a difference. All these grants, not going to make a difference. You got to make business more conducive to be done at street level. That's what you got to do. You got to start protecting the sidewalks. You got to start protecting the streets. And the only way you're going to do that is getting some of those people off the streets that are whacked out of their minds, whether it's, you know, they've just got mental health issues or they're taking a whole bunch of drugs. Take your pick. Neither one is great. So, and then you got the whole shoplifting thing. You've got just hordes of people running in and shoplifting. So until you start to do a little pushback on that, and that's on the folks in, you know, who are voting in whatever particular region you're in. Because if you're not voting in people that are tough on crime, like I constantly see news stories out of Texas and Florida that are the absolute polar opposite of what's going on in my city here, Seattle. You know, we're just going to release all the protesters. There's really no reason. And then you protest or somewhere else. Yeah, they're getting 45 days in solitary. It's just like, yeah. Make that vote count, because that is the huge difference between letting all these shoplifters just run rife through the city or having consequences and cutting down on some of just the absolute shenanigans going on in the United States today. Shenanigans including not being able to do just, you know, super essential, you know, clothing run or get some toothpaste, some very basics that today, nothing is basic. I guess I got to call the guy and have the guy come over and help me pick out some toothpaste because I'm out. And yeah, this is such a hard chore. They're making it so hard that, you know, we are forced to go to Amazon, right? And I try and shop local as much as I can. But at some point in time, you're like, all right, screw this. I've been to the store twice. Nobody was there to open up the, you know, locked shelf. I'm just going to do that. They make it so easy to do it in Amazon. Just boop, boop, boop. And it's there. Maybe it's there that afternoon. Maybe it's there the next morning. Who knows? But to go through all these gyrations, I mean, is it any wonder that the storefronts have doubled? Absolutely not. They're just a reflection of what you got going on. And if you're not being honest about shoplifting being a massive no-no in commercial space, then, you know, we come from a different set of opinions. It's not zoning. It's the out-of-control crime and shoplifting that you've got going on. Period. Period. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. Love to have you subscribe. Do all that good YouTube stuff. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.